is Fantasy Football Today from CBS Sports.
Here we go.
Email us at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com.
Here we go.
It's time to dominate your fantasy league.
Let's go.
Now, here's Adam, Dave, and Jamie.
Time for your Saturday mailbag. I am Adam Azer with Jamie Eisenberg. It's been an Adam and Jamie day today. A lot of fantasy football talk going on. Friday afternoon, 2:10 p.m. Eastern, and we do have a lot of updated news for you. And Jamie, you've got some updated rankings for the people.
Yeah, are you sure you want to host and I shouldn't host? I mean,
what do you prefer?
I think we've established I'm better at this than you are.
You're a better host and I'm a better analyst. I think that's what we established on Fantasy Football Today. The video show, if you missed it, you can see some VOD. It was fun. It was really fun.
Yeah, you did a great job, except you lied.
About what?
Wearing a tux.
Oh, no. I said, I'll wear my tux. Can make a big joke. Jamie posted a Twitter poll. Should Adam wear a tuxedo? Option A was all caps, yes, with 5 exclamation points. Option B was no. So I didn't even see the results. I'm guessing yes one.
The results are in. And 87% said yes.
Yeah.
13% said no. Out of 1,107 people voting, I'm going to guess the 13% of that is your relatives.
I don't have 130 relatives. But anyway, it was fun, and I encourage you
I'm
to watch
guess
it.
I guess you do have 130 relatives?
Do I? I mean, probably. Yeah. Well, all of my relatives, if they like fantasy football, they should check out Xfinity X1, the ultimate football watching experience. You can now get live CBS Sports fantasy football stats in the same place you watch your games. Learn more about it at xfinity.com/sports, xfinity.com/sports. Very, very cool. So before we get to the emails and the tweets, email address, by the way, fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. Here's the news. Leonard Fournette, still questionable at Indianapolis this weekend. What are you doing right now with the Jaguars running backs?
So he's questionable. He did not practice on Friday. I don't know if we said that on Friday's show. And he's still, believe the tweet from Ian Rappaport on Friday said he still expects to play. Trying to get some inside information from our good buddy Pete Prisco, who's around the Jaguars, to see if he knows anything. I think he sounds like he's still going to play, but if he's out, then Chris Ivory becomes a number two running back. And I'll tell you, since you made reference to my rankings, I would probably put Ivory. I dropped Fournette from being a top five guy just with injury to number 10. So didn't drop him out of the top 10, but he's at 10. And I would probably put Ivory in the 15 to 17 range.
Wow. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. And I guess I'll give the stat again. 8 games last year with double-digit carries. Nope, 6 games. 6 games last year with double-digit carries, I believe. 4 of them.
Yes.
He had 8 or more fantasy points in standard
and
scoring.
In the 3 games this year, we've gotten 8 or more carries. He's averaging over 4.7 yards per carry.
Yeah. All right. DeMarco Murray limited in practice on Friday. Questionable tag as of Friday afternoon at Cleveland this week. So what do you think here?
Sounds like he's going to play too. Hmm. It's funny because when we did the video show on Friday,
I think
we were a little bit more pessimistic about both Fournette and Murray given the reports at that time. But the fact that he got a limited session, I'm telling you, it's almost the same exact thing that happened from weeks 2 to 3 or 3 to 4, Jacksonville to Seattle, whatever that turn was for them. It was just one of those things where, you know, we got excited about Henry coming off a strong fourth quarter performance, and DeMarco was expected to be banged up. DeMarco was still the lead guy, still led them in carries, and was still fine. Now, I kept him where he's at, which is 17, and I moved Derrick Henry up to 24. So I think you could still consider Henry a number two running back this week. Just keep in mind, Cleveland's run defense has been good, and when Henry does not have a heavy, heavy workload, it's hard to trust his fantasy production.
Delanie Walker, though, he's questionable. He may not play in that game.
Yeah, I dropped him as well. Still in my top 12, but he was fourth originally, even despite his struggles because he was facing the Browns. But I dropped him closer to 10, and I moved Jonnu Smith, who I had ranked 24. I moved him up to like 20.
All right, yeah. So I think it's actually better for Rashard Matthews, better for Eric Decker, who's still available in a lot of leagues. And somebody's going to catch passes there. I just want to see Eric Decker. I'm going to guess he's still under 60% owned. And I will tell you in 3, 63% owned. Damn it. Missed that one. So Eric Decker, not a bad guy to pick up if you need a touchdown. Kelvin Benjamin seems like he is likely to play. So how are you going to approach those guys, Benjamin and Funchess?
I think, you know, I don't think I've adjusted those guys yet. I have to go back and look at that. I think they're both number two wide receivers.
All righty. Luke Kuechly will not play this week, so I do think Jordan Howard will become the first running back to score double-digit fantasy points in standard against the Panthers. There you go. Chuck Pagano said T.Y. Hilton needs more targets. Oh, yeah, I agree.
Yep.
We got a Hilton question
this week.
We got a Hilton question coming up. Jameis Winston's going to start for Tampa Bay, and Adam Jones is doubtful for Cincinnati. That's certainly going to help Ben Roethlisberger, right?
It should, yeah. I mean, you know, I don't know if you're considering Ben a must-start guy now, just because of what we've seen from him. But if you are forced to start him, and I might be in a couple leagues, it certainly helps his cause.
Cool. All right, emails and tweets. Again, the email address, fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. Here we go from Jeremy. Joe Mixon or Tevin Coleman, PPR. I also have Devontae Freeman.
Tevin Coleman. I think even though you have Freeman, we saw last week both guys play well. I believe it was 2 weeks ago. They both gave you double-digit fantasy points. This matchup sets up for Coleman to have a good performance. Freeman should as well. So I think you want as much of the Falcons-Patriots game as you could possibly get.
PPR League. This is Bruce from a suburb of a neon-lit city. No idea what that means.
Vegas, maybe?
Oh, yeah, maybe. So a suburb of Vegas, we don't know. Given the luck news and the terrible upcoming schedule, what is a reasonable target for T.Y. Hilton? I was looking at Fitzgerald, Jarvis Landry, guys who are ranked lower rest of season but can provide some stability. What do you think about that? He also has Baldwin, Keenan Allen, and Crabtree, so he's got good receivers. But what would you try to get for T.Y. Hilton?
I think Fitzgerald's probably not going to get it done. You're not going to get Fitzgerald for Hilton, just because why would the Fitzgerald owner at this point give up on him for Hilton's situation,
Hilton.
Even
yeah.
The fact that Fitzgerald struggled down the stretch, but I would still prefer Fitzgerald at this point. I think Landry is doable, you know, especially if Landry does not score for three games in a row, or you try and maybe get, you know, one of the banged up wide receivers with the hope that they come back healthy. Stephon Diggs, Devontae Parker, you know, I don't know if those guys are better. Diggs, I would say, would be a better situation than Hilton right now. Parker's probably about the same. But Hilton, look, he's had two very good games with Jacoby Brissett, and he's had some tough matchups that I think we alluded to this before, that if Andrew Luck is playing, you feel more comfortable with T.Y. Hilton in those matchups. Without Andrew Luck, you downgrade Hilton, like this particular week against Jacksonville. But if this was Andrew Luck playing, I think I would probably have Hilton ranked like 20 to 24 as opposed to 30.
Whoa, you'd have him that low?
Against Jacksonville?
Yeah, I mean,
with Luck?
I don't think he's ever in the 20s with Luck. Because when you take one of the elite guys and they've got a tough matchup, usually those guys are like, well, no, that's not fair. That's not true, because you did put Dez in the 20s early in the season.
When you faced Patrick Peterson, yeah.
Yeah, okay, all right, that's fair. I was thinking more like, you know, like 16. But
no, I mean, it depends on the week, clearly. You know,
this week
maybe he'd be in that spot, but certainly 15 or lower. And I think that's kind of where you look at Brissett now, is look at Hilton now. He's more of a number two receiver most weeks, and then you just have to really downgrade him when he has a tough matchup.
All right, I'm going to give you the matchups, because this is the problem here. I'm going to give you the team that he plays and where they currently rank in fantasy points allowed to wide receivers. Jacksonville, second best. Bengals, fifth best. Texans.
Now again, if Jones is missing.
Right. Adam Jones, we got to keep an eye on. Texans, 14th, but getting healthier in the secondary. Pittsburgh, number one. Those are his next four matchups. Three of them are top five teams. Then a bye. Tennessee, great matchup, 24th. Jacksonville again, second. Buffalo, 10th. Denver, 7th. Baltimore, 3rd. That's week 16. Houston, again, 14th. One team in his last, how many games? 10 games left? One team outside the top 14. Three teams, or three matchups, outside the top 10. So it's a bad schedule for T.Y. Hilton and a bad situation.
Very.
Yeah.
Very, very tough. But, you know, the hope would be is that he's... It's funny because I'm defending him now after the guy that was, you know, saying to sit him this week. But he is always one play away. And, you know, you have to wonder if Brissett, at some point, you know, just the mindset becomes, I know it's my job X amount of games down the road, and there's a comfort factor that starts to settle a little bit.
Yeah, and that's what gives me hope for Hilton. Is I think Brissett's done pretty well. I mean, certainly compare him to Tolzien. Brissett's done a nice job and could get better and better, but he too will have tough matchups. Okay, this is from CK. Hey, Fiona, Frank, Lip, and Liam. You got to get on it. Shameless. Great show. I took your advice. I traded high into Sean Watson because I have Drew Brees. I traded Watson straight up for Michael Thomas.
I mean, that's a win, A, whatever you want to call it.
And this is one of two emailers. I didn't include the other one. One of two emailers that told us he traded Deshaun Watson for Michael Thomas. Well done, sir. Nice. From Adnan, Ben Roethlisberger or Tyrod Taylor rest of season?
Man, I really want to say Ben, but he still has his bye. Tyrod could be better than him in the next 4 weeks. So,
if it's a backup spot, there's no doubt I'm going Roethlisberger. If I have to start 100%. One, then it's tough, Jamie.
So that's funny you mentioned that. So I'm in a 10-team league. Deshaun Watson is my guy, is my starter. Roethlisberger right now is my number two guy. So you see the dilemma I'm in for this week. Only have Roethlisberger.
Yeah.
It's a deep rosters. So I can cut Josh Doctson, who I'll never play, barring injury, for Tyrod Taylor, who did not get claimed. We only do waivers twice in this league. So
yeah, of course.
I'll probably end up doing that.
Yeah.
But if I don't get Tyrod, I'll put it this way, I'm not dropping Roethlisberger to pick up Tyrod.
Yeah, because you have Watson. Yeah.
Yep.
All right, this is from Frank from Lower Slower Delaware. He says, Dear Luke, Ben, and Anakin, and then he puts in parentheses Star Wars. Like, even I would have gotten that.
Yeah, questionable.
Derek Henry or Cameron Brate? P.S. Stranger Things airs end of October. Can't wait. Me too. Yeah. Henry or Brate?
Probably Henry.
Henry. All right. This is from B. Smith. Who should I drop? Christian McCaffrey or Jerick McKinnon? Are you serious? Wow.
Why do you have to drop either one?
I don't know. I didn't ask, but he just said I need to drop someone. McCaffrey or McKinnon?
Do you ever find yourself, like I had this dilemma a couple weeks ago where I was facing a team and I think it was last week. I was facing a team that, because of bye weeks, I really had a uphill battle to win. And I needed to drop Devontae Parker to pick up somebody to start. And so looking at it, and again, situation I think is clearly important here. I was 4-1, 4-2.
Okay.
No. What week we win? 7?
I was 5-7, so, okay.
5-1. So my team's in really good shape. I almost thought about just taking the illegal lineup.
Oh, I've done that before. Absolutely. Well, illegal lineup or starting.
You're right. Starting somebody who's not getting points.
Yeah, I've done that. Sure.
With the thought of I want to keep my roster intact for the rest of season, as opposed to trying to stream somebody that wasn't going to be good enough to help me overcome the potential deficit.
Absolutely.
Now the other side of that is you play a game where Rodgers gets hurt or Winston gets hurt and your team still manages to win, and that helps you more so in the long run with your playoff standing than the guy you may have to give up. So like in this scenario, for example, is it worth getting rid of Christian McCaffrey or Jerick McKinnon as opposed to taking a 0 in one of your lineup spots? Because you might have to make a move to drop somebody to get a starter in some other place.
Unless it's like an 8-team league, no. I agree with you. Take the 0. But if you're 2-4, then you need a win, yeah. Right. Well, who would you rather have rest of season, McCaffrey or McKinnon?
I think you got to say McKinnon.
Yeah. Okay. This is from Josh. Wendell Smallwood or James White?
I have them ranked relatively close in standard, and I'll tell you where it is. I believe it's like 25 and 26 for both of them. I like White's situation so much this week.
Yeah.
Now, he's not going to get as many carries as Smallwood. Exactly right. 25 and 26. White, 25. Smallwood, 26.
Okay.
If Smallwood was 100% healthy, I think I'd probably go the other way. I have no problem with either guy you choose. I just think that this is a James White game.
Taylor in Canada. 12-team standard scoring league. Chris Hogan or Alshon Jeffrey?
I believe I made that switch earlier this week to put Jeffrey ahead of Hogan. And now, that is contingent on the two guys being out for Washington, so you got to keep an eye on the injury report there. If the guys play, even if one of them plays, if Norman plays,
right,
if Breland's in there, Breland's not going to be 100% by far.
And okay, so you chose Alshon over Hogan. Would you now go Hogan or Smallwood?
Hogan.
Yeah, standard scoring. Yeah. All right. Tell me which lineup you like better, Jamie. Ready? Team A is Tom Brady, Le'Veon Bell, and Jordan Howard, AJ Green, and Michael Thomas. Brady, okay. Bell, Howard, Green, Michael Thomas. Pretty good. Okay. Team B, not bad itself. Dak Prescott, Kareem Hunt, so already 13.7 points, Ezekiel Elliott, Antonio Brown, and Dez Bryant.
Team B.
Damn, shut up, Jamie. Sorry I asked. Well, this is our draft contest, me and Scott Sheriff. Where it's 2-1 me, so Scott's trying to even the score. And I think I'm going to win. But you know what? You can all challenge me. I will give you my username. You can challenge me on the draft app. I am Big Kane 2, obviously.
No way.
Yeah, that's my name. Big Kane 2.
Wow.
The number 2. So join draft. Use our promo code FFToday. That promo code FFToday is going to get you a free entry into a pay contest. That's pretty cool. But you can also challenge me, Big Kane 2, and I'll play you for $1. No more than that, please. And I will take that dollar from you, so I apologize. Now we're going to do a snake draft, 30 seconds for each pick. Cue up the players you want. You can go head-to-head against me. You can play with up to 10 people. You can do much bigger drafts. And it's a lot more challenging. And there's a lot more strategy on the draft app than other daily fantasy sites. Because you're drafting, you have to try to figure out who's going to be around on your next turn. You have to figure out position scarcity and things like that. It's really fun. It's really awesome. The best part of fantasy is drafting. You can do it every single week. For a limited time, all new players get a free entry into a draft when you make your first deposit. You have to use our promo code FFToday. A real money game for free with our promo code FFToday on your first deposit on Draft. Search Draft in the App Store or go to playdraft.com and come play with me for free. Promo code is FFToday. Back to the emails. Devin has a grade the trade. He lost Aaron. His now quarterback is Jared Goff. Have you seen that Key and Peele bit, by the way? The Aaron bit?
No.
Oh, Key and Peele, substitute teacher. Unbelievable. Offered Cam Newton for Davante Adams. Give up Adams, get Cam Newton. He has Michael Thomas, John Brown, Aguilar, Amendola, and Sammy Watkins.
Look, it's not bad. You're getting, you know, a guy who's certainly has the ability to be a top five quarterback the rest of the way, and you're giving up a guy who could be trending in the wrong direction because of the quarterback change there. So I don't mind it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. And?
C.
There you go. I think it's a C+. You win. Dan O in Brooklyn says, hey, Bergen, David's, Murray's, and Russin daughters. Those must be bagel places because he's telling us about a New York Times article about what makes a New York bagel. And there's a quote that he wanted to share from Nikki Russ Fetterman, the co-owner of Russin Daughters, knows what a bagel is not. Quote, it should not be sweet and you should never find blueberries, jalapenos, or rainbow colors in your bagel. Completely.
You're an anti raisin bagel guy?
No, I love raisin bagel. I love raisin. But
Keith is the anti raisin bagel guy?
No, he just loves blueberry bagels. I think it's disgusting. Yeah. So boo to that. And the question from Dan is Keenan Allen or Devin Funchess?
Man. I'm still gonna say Funchess.
Oh, okay. This is from
Allen PPR.
This is from Anthony, the director of Home Sweet Hell. That's what he says. A Katherine Heigl and Patrick Wilson movie that everyone hated.
Okay.
I looked up his name on IMDb. It's the same. It looks like the same guy. So pretty
What's
cool.
What's the movie?
Home Sweet Hell.
Home Sweet Hell. And it was Katherine Heigl and who?
Patrick Wilson.
Okay.
Yeah. Dear Egon, Peter, Ray, and Winston. That's Ghostbusters 2. I was just offered. I was offered Julio for my Zeke. My best wide receiver is Michael Thomas. I'm 4-2. I love me some Julio, but I'd hate to see Zeke play the season and take me down in the playoffs. What would you do, Zeke or Julio?
I mean, we've had this discussion ourselves.
Yeah, you never offered it, though.
I just love starting those four running backs.
I'll give you DeAndre Hopkins for Zeke. And
no,
Alf.
No.
Nah, fine. So you'd rather have Zeke than Julio?
I mean, each situation is case specific. I should probably trade you Ezekiel Elliott for Julio Jones based on what we know.
Yeah. Probably. Oh, okay.
And what my team is.
So it's a toss-up. This is from Pace. What do you think? I need running back help. What do you think of trading Michael Thomas for Jay Ajayi and Danny Amendola?
Michael Thomas for Jay Ajayi and Amendola. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, Jai and Thomas are essentially, you know, same type of player at their respective positions, and you're still getting Amendola on top of it.
Here's Rich. Does the Panthers DST slide down the rankings with Luke Kuechly out? Would you take the Bills over the Panthers?
Yes.
Okay. From Brian in Iowa, wants to know if this is veto worthy. Our league has a trade up for proposal. Both teams are 3-3. Team 1 gives Will Fuller and Adrian Peterson. Team 2 gets Brandon Cooks and Derrick Henry. Fuller and Peterson for Cooks and Henry.
Fuller and Peterson for Cooks and Henry.
I don't think it's vetoable.
No, it's not veto worthy.
Yeah, I mean, the issue that Brian has is that the owner that's trading Fuller and Peterson picked them both up off Fab with Fab. Whatever, more power to him, you know.
Well, I guess if that's the argument, I mean, who are some of the best players we picked up off Fab this year?
Yeah. McKinnon, right? I mean, these guys have legit value.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, would you say Deshaun Watson's not worth trading because he picked up off Fab?
Exactly.
Just to give you some news updates, and again, we're talking about this Friday, but DeMarco Murray is considered a game-time decision.
Great. Wonderful. From Ryan. Hey, Romeo.
Oh, Stephon Diggs has been ruled out.
Okay. Romeo, Charlie, Josh, and Matt.
Coordinators for the Patriots.
That's right. Winston, Goff, or Beathard?
I think still Winston.
From Travis. Pick a tight end in PPR. Brait or Evan Ingram?
Ingram.
And then Brait, Aguilar, or Henry at flex?
Great, Aguilar, or Henry and Flex. Which Henry?
Derek.
Well, obviously, if Murray's out, it's Henry. If Murray is in, I'll say Aguilar.
I tell you, man, I'm changing my FanDuel lineup if Murray doesn't play, because Henry, everybody's going to go with Henry. And you should.
Yeah, but you're doing cash game.
Yes. But I guess I would have to take him over Jordan Howard.
No.
No?
No, with Kuechly out.
He's going to get fine. Okay. All right, fine. It's fair. But you know what?
He could be great. But
there's a big price difference, so I could upgrade at another position.
That's true. Yeah. And the Browns' run defense is good. I mean, don't oversell that.
That is true. All right, from Tibor in Alexandria, Virginia. Terrific Simpsons episode with Tibor, by the way. Grade the trade, Aaron, Didi, and Gary.
Aaron, Didi, and Gary. I don't know.
What? You don't know? How many DDs do you know?
Oh, the Yankees.
Gregorius! Yes, this is the middle of the Yankees order.
Does he always back cleanup?
Not the whole year, but now he is. In fact, if they're facing a lefty, they might put him third and break up the righties and lefties.
Yeah, I saw one game where he's batting cleanup. I was surprised.
Actually, he and Correa batted cleanup in game one of the series. That was the first time, I believe, in baseball history that two shortstops batted cleanup in the same game, in a postseason game.
Wow.
So the question, give up Ezekiel Elliott and give up Gurley and Tyreek Hill. Get Zeke and Evans. And he's 6-0. Standard scoring. Give up Gurley and Tyreek Hill. Get Zeke and Evans.
Yes.
Yeah. B+. Travis and Queens. Dear Moving the Chains gang. I've already got Freeman and Doug Martin. Should I sell Kareem Hunt? I've got offers of Gordon and Alshon or Mixon and Hopkins for Kareem Hunt. Gordon and Alshon, Mixon and Hopkins for Hunt.
That first trade's not bad.
You'd rather have that, Gordon and Alshon? Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
You're getting a running back that's comparable to Kareem Hunt,
yeah,
fantasy-wise, and you're getting a receiver that should be startable, so I'm going to say that's a solid B.
All right, good job. This is from Jared. Dear CC, Sonny, and Masahiro, you need help with this one?
No, they're... the World Series runner-up New York Yankees.
Let's hope, man. Oh, well,
Let's hope for runner-up.
Let's hope they get in the World Series.
You're up 3-2.
They got Verlander tonight through a complete game.
I guess when somebody's listening to this. Your prediction is? Yeah. Let's see if you're right or wrong.
My prediction is the Yankees win Friday night. 4-2, and they win the series. So PPR flex. Marquise Lee, Doxson, Deion Lewis, Aaron Jones, Fowler, O'Leary. Lee, Doxson, Lewis, Jones, Fowler, O'Leary. PPR.
Nick O'Leary.
Really? Over Marquise Lee.
Nick O'Leary.
Over Marquise Lee?
Nick O'Leary.
Wow. Okay.
Jordan Matthews practiced in full on Friday, by the way. So,
from Jeff. Standard scoring flex. Crowell, Marquise Lee, Alex Collins, Thomas Rawls. Crowell, Lee, Collins, Rawls.
Is it PPR?
Standard, yeah.
Standard makes it interesting. I'm going to take a flyer on Thomas Rawls.
I got offered Thomas Rawls and Keenan Allen for AJ Green in our 14-team podcast league.
No.
I'm desperate, Jamie. Desperate. I need
desperate
starters.
To give up AJ Green?
I need starters. Let me see if I can
make an offer.
All right, make me an offer.
We'll do it live on there.
Yeah, while you do that, we'll do it live. We've all got a lot going on Sundays. Watching football, tracking fantasy. And sometimes you have to miss some of the football action, but not anymore. Not with Xfinity X1. So it's a very cool product. I really think it's perfect for our listeners. I think it makes a lot of sense for dedicated fantasy football players. So imagine you're watching your game on your TV. You have Xfinity X1. You have a voice remote that comes with it. And you say, fantasy football into the remote. And then all of a sudden, on your TV screen, here are your scores, your weekly projections, your roster trends, some tools that'll help you set your lineup. So you don't miss a second of the game, and you can dominate fantasy all at the same time. It's called Xfinity X1. It's great for people like you, people with a dedication to fantasy football, people who love to watch NFL on Sundays. All you have to do is learn more at Xfinity.com/sports. You're going to like it. Take a look at this. Xfinity.com/sports. Got an offer?
I'm thinking.
All right. I got some more starter sit. Sean.
Oh, man. You're 1-5.
And look at my team. I mean, Ty Montgomery.
You had David Johnson, right?
Killer. I don't think I had David Johnson in this game. I don't remember.
I can't imagine you had AJ Green and David Johnson. So.
No, I had AJ Green and Brandon Cooks. Who am I? Oh, Abdullah's on a bye. Ty Montgomery's no good anymore. Who am I starting at running back?
Elijah McGuire with Bilal Powell back.
You're
in trouble.
Exactly.
All right, I'm going to make you an offer. You ready?
Yes. Oh, I have Devontae Parker, too, so I'm just in trouble.
Let's see here.
And Andrew Luck.
Oh, yeah. But you took Luck knowing that he was hurt.
Yeah, I took him in like the 10th round.
Right. I'm going to offer you CJ Anderson.
Yes.
And CJ Anderson.
Right.
And I'll give you your choice.
Okay.
Of John Brown. Mm-hmm. Marvin Jones or Will Fuller.
That's interesting.
For AJ Green and Amir Abdullah.
Okay. CJ, you've got a deal. CJ Anderson. Oh, God, I really want it to be Marvin Jones, but I got nobody this week. Yeah.
It's got to be John Brown then, right? You need somebody this week.
No, let's just do Marvin Jones.
Done.
Actually, no, propose it again with John Brown. I'll have to decide which one to accept, but I'll accept one.
Now you're going to think about it?
By the end of the show, in the next 5 minutes, we'll have a trade made.
All right.
Thank you, Jamie.
You're welcome.
Smallwood or LeGarrette Blount in PPR?
Wow. I haven't got to my PPR rankings yet. I'm going to say Smallwood.
Macklin or Robert Woods?
Robert Woods.
I'm just going to say that he starts or sits. I won't say who sent them in. So we got a half PPR. Jimmy Graham, Smallwood, Martavis, Rob Kelly. Pick one. Graham, Smallwood, Martavis, Rob Kelly.
Graham.
Chris Ivory or Ty Montgomery if Fournette is out?
Chris Ivory.
Ivory. What if Fournette is in?
Oh, Montgomery over Ivory.
Okay. Sanu or Amendola?
I'm going to say Sanu to really? Sanu.
Really?
No, Sanu. Amendola.
Okay. We just said Sanu's name a lot. Amendola is the answer.
I'm going to say Sanu to Sanu.
Sanu to Sanu. That makes more sense. Mixon or McKinnon?
McKinnon.
Duke Johnson or Darkwa? Standard.
Duke.
Hilton or Robert Woods or Cup?
Hilton or Robert Woods or Cup? Wow. Am I really going to start Robert? I'll start Hilton in standard, Woods in PPR.
CJ Anderson or Doug Martin, PPR?
C.J. Anderson.
Curse or James?
No, Doug Martin.
Curse or James White?
White.
PPR, Gillislee, Murray, or Procise?
Murray.
What if he doesn't play, Gillislee or Procise? I don't even think Procise might not play.
Yeah. Dart throw.
Okay. Gillislee or Derrick Henry?
Derrick Henry.
Even if Murray plays?
Yeah.
Cooper Kupp or Cameron Brate, PPR?
Brate.
Aaron Jones, Buck Allen, Alvin Kamara, Thomas Rawls. Aaron Jones, Buck Allen, Kamara, or Rawls, PPR?
Kamara.
That's it. That's it for the show.
All right.
All right, let me get the podcast league up. My worst team. John Brown, Marvin Jones. How long do you think Golden Tate's out? Who did I play against last night?
Great. Weeks.
I played against... Oh, great. I played against Jared Cook. I played against Jared Cook? Are you kidding me? Who starts Jared Cook?
14-team league, buddy. Come on.
Nobody starts Jared Cook. Unbelievable. All right. I got some good trade offers here. It's going to be... Jeez, what a crappy team. I guess I'll have to go with John Brown. Thanks, Jamie.
So we traded C.J. Anderson and John Brown for Amir Abdullah and A.J. Green.
Yes.
Good luck to you, sir.
Yeah. Thank you. Have a wonderful day, Jamie.
Now, just so everybody knows, because that may seem like we're colluding since you're 1-5 and I'm 4-2, they've heard us talk this through. Everybody in the league is in this, listening to the show. They know there was no collusion going on here.
I got some good offers, too. I got Rawls and Keenan Allen. I got Jimmy Graham and Kelvin Benjamin. I got Jordan Reed and some good wide receiver, but I really needed a running back. So there it is. I got me some C.J. Anderson. Now my team is slightly less terrible. Jared Cook? I saw one league I was down like 13-0. I was like, oh, who did I play against? Maybe this isn't so bad. I played against Harrison Butker. I'm going to go against the number one kicker. I'm just having bad luck. Bad luck in fantasy football. But good luck with other sports.
I hope I have success in this league this year. I drafted well.
I hope you do too. I really like my team, and I'm glad one of us do. Actually, I think all of you guys are doing well except for me. So,
let's see what the standings are.
All right, go ahead.
What's Heath's name? Oh, Heath is 3-3. David is, he shares the team. He is 3-3. You are 1-5. I am 4-2. But now I have Jai, Carlos Hyde, AJ Green, Michael Thomas, Pierre Garçon, Zach Ertz, Kirk Cousins, Alex Smith.
That's an incredible team.
Yeah, I had a good draft in a 14-team league.
Good for you.
I had C.J. Anderson, too. But.
Yeah, well, you used to. Now I have him. Huge game. Need a huge game. Thanks for listening, everybody. We will talk to you on Sunday night with the recap.
And you give me my son.
What? Oh, Amir. Yeah. Happy birthday. It's your birthday present. See you Sunday.
Bye. When I wake up in the morning, CBS gives out a warning about Ajayi's banged up offensive line. Injury to Brandon Cooks, and before I even look, my opponent grabbed his backup off the waiver wire. It's alright. I've got Le'Veon Bell. If I lose Desert Flex, I know I'm in a mess. Well, I better do my homework tonight. Jamie Sarter, Sid, base rate chart is legit. Heath and Adams shared a team. It was a dumpster fire. It's all